Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning a 4-H Extension agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Sprinkle. Hello, Whitney.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, of course, and it is also a pleasure to say that maybe finally some warmer weather is in sight, and that means one thing, and that is gardening. And I know you have some gardening stuff to talk about this morning.
Absolutely. We are ready for spring over here at the Extension office, and we have been planning some awesome gardening programs. Just this past week, we planned a mini early gardens program where kids came in and they got gardening resources to take home with plants, including broccoli, cabbage, lettuce, all sorts of things, strawberries, herbs. They racked up to take home and plant themselves for their own garden. So we had such a success with that program that we planned a mini summer gardens that's going to take place on May 19th.
Tell me, Whitney, what exactly do you mean by a mini garden? Is that just what it says, a small garden?
It is a small garden. Okay. We encourage the kids for this to be their garden.
Okay.
Sometimes the kids, their parents may have a garden at home. Sometimes they may not. So we encourage a 10 by 10 plot.
Okay.
And we teach them how to do that. We have a couple of our master gardeners here in our office that work with our horticulture agent to help us teach these kids and teach them the right methods, and so they get to go home and plant their own garden. So it is their own mini garden.
So it really is just, it would be a separate garden from maybe whatever their parents have, or a separate section that they're going to care for
exactly
the whole way through. Oh, that's
exactly
very cool. Now, what's the date on that, the training session for this?
It's May 19th, and it's at 6:30 here at our Extension office in Dobson.
So the kids get to learn all the, I guess, all the basic gardening skills then, right? And are these kids, do they need to have done some of it before, or?
No, they don't have to have participated before. They don't need to know anything about gardening. They can if they have participated in mini gardens before, or if they are an expert gardener, they're welcome to join us. But we welcome anyone with any level experience.
What are some of the cool things they would be learning at this session on the 19th of May?
They're going to go over the basics of the mini garden process, how to plant the plants they're getting, how to go through and take care of their plants, and some of the pests maybe that may be bothering them during those months, those sorts of things. And then we're also going to be judging their mini gardens.
Oh.
So there's going to be a little bit of an incentive for them to take care of their gardens.
Oh, very cool. So at the end of the summer, the gardening period, you're going to see who's accomplished what, right?
Exactly.
What kind of garden vegetables are we talking about, or fruits or whatever?
Tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, herbs, all those good summer vegetables that we all encourage our kids to eat.
Yeah. Well, and we should eat those because they're delicious, right?
Exactly.
Our guest is Whitney Sprinkle. Whitney's 4-H agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about a mini garden event that's on May 19th from, I guess, 6:30 to 8 at your extension office there in Dobson, right?
Exactly.
So participants, they got to bring things with them, or their materials furnished? What's the deal?
They pay $15 to participate, and then that includes all of their materials that they would need.
Okay.
All the plants and their fertilizer and lime, all that sort of stuff.
They have to bring their own rake and stuff like that?
Well, we would hope that they would have that at home. If they need that, maybe we'll work with them.
Figure something out, right?
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Is there a registration deadline for this, Whitney?
Yeah, the registration deadline is going to be the Tuesday before, which is May the 12th.
Okay. And the contest fee is, what price was the fee?
It's $15,
okay.
And that's going to include all the workshop materials and also entry to our summer awards night, so that they'll be able to find out the winners for our judging.
Very cool. Let's talk about the summer explosion. There's a registration for that as well coming up, right?
Yes.
And when is that, Whitney?
It's going to be on Saturday, May 16th, from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock that morning. And this is something new that we're trying this year. In the past, last year was my first year doing Summer Explosion, and we did an evening registration, and it was very hard to accommodate working parents.
Sure.
So I switched it up a little bit this year, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout. We'll be able to accommodate working parents and families a little bit better on that Saturday morning.
So it's a Saturday, May 16th from 9 to 11. That also, is that at your office?
Yes.
Okay. And the 4-H summer camp, what's going on there?
We are going to Betsy Jeff Pan this year.
Yay!
Again, we loved it so much last year.
Yes.
In Reidsville, North Carolina, July 5th through the 10th. We still have a few spots left, so if your kid's interested, please email me or give me a call here at the office. It's open for ages 8 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
There's a $50 deposit that reserves the spot for your child.
Okay.
And we do have some partial scholarships available, so we can work with that.
And when you say there are a few spots available, that this is where there it's a limited amount of people that can be a part of it. So if they're interested, they need to go ahead and contact you, don't
Absolutely.
They?
I already have about 4 or 5 applications turned in so far.
Okay. So don't delay, folks. Get
don't
that.
Delay.
Put this plan in action right away if you want your kids to participate. And that's a really, I understand that's just a great event when they go to Betsy Jeff Penn there.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. I had a great time.
Also, there's something new, too, I want to talk to you about, which I think is a really cool thing. And that's this Tractor Supply Clover campaign that's going to be taking place. I guess it runs part of April through the first part of May. What's that about, Whitney?
This is a partnership that is national thing that goes on. It's with Tractor Supply and 4-H. They do the Paper Clover campaign. It's going to be April 22nd through May 3rd. And so customers who go into Tractor Supply in our county, this includes Mount Airy and Elkin, they can support 4-H by donating a dollar or more if they choose at checkout.
That's brilliant. I mean, just give them the opportunity to makes it easy right there for them to participate and pay it forward and really pay it forward.
Absolutely.
You did this, was it last year, and it was pretty successful?
Yes. When I first started in October of 2013, we had a Tractor Supply Clover campaign happen right then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard for me starting right then to get a lot of publicity out about it. And so we raised a little bit of money. But this past fall, we actually had some clubs go out and be around and do some fundraisers out there. And we actually had $777 that come back to Surrey County 4-H through that campaign.
That's terrific. And
yeah.
It would really be terrific. We can add to that number this spring, too.
Absolutely.
So that campaign, April 22nd through May 3rd, as you shop at Tractor Supply. Our guest is Whitney Sprinkle. Whitney's the 4-H Extension Agent with the Cooperative Extension in Surrey County. And now, Whitney, Community Activity Day. What's that about?
Our County Activity Day is going to be taking place on April the 14th. It's going to be here at our office in Dobson, beginning at 3:30, where you can sign up for a time slot.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 3 different ways that they can showcase their talents and skills.
All right.
This includes presentations, talent show, and visual art. So whatever they're good at, we have a place for it to be showcased.
Okay, so if they want to sing, they want to dance, want to do a skit, any of that stuff, right?
Absolutely. If they're good at crafting, if they're good at writing, if they have done a presentation in school and they enjoy public speaking, we have an avenue for them to express those skills.
My goodness. And this is for all ages of 4-H'ers. Is that
Absolutely. All ages 5 to 19.
Okay. Terrific. And the date on that again?
It's going to be April 14th, and we have registration forms that can be found on our website that you can go to Surrey County Extension, Surrey County Cooperative Extension, and they will be due by March 31st, so by the end of the month.
Okay, so by the end of this month, they need to get their registration form in for that.
Yes.
Well, it's good to see you're not going to be busy for the next...
No, not at all.
So many great things going on with 4-H, and it's always terrific to hear about it. Whitney Sprinkle, thank you for sharing with us today. I really appreciate it. I know you're going to have a fun time this spring and on into the summer. A lot of cool stuff going on for 4-H'ers. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And folks, thanks for joining us here for Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.